Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The question on everybody's mind is Les Mis Saturday or Sunday night, Nick?
Sunday.
You lucked out, man.
Yes.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Tilted table in Oakland, Nebraska, Saturday night.
What was that?
So I'll be at the Tilted Table in Oakland, Nebraska, Saturday night.
Are they going to? The Chiefs going to be on the background behind you on TV or something like that?
I don't know.
It's Peacock. It's on Peacock, by the way. So Chief fans, Chief and Dolphin fans across the country are losing their ass because it's funny when what did you say your last night, Puss, when they announced the thing about finally a game's going to be on Peacock?
Oh yeah, they were running promos during the game Finally, a playoff game only on Peacock. I'm like, no man, nobody's happy about that.
No.
Last time they did the Peacock thing, by the way, the ratings were down. I mean, that was a regular season game, but the ratings were down. Right?
They were selling it like the NFL watching public has been just clamoring for an exclusive. Like, no.
No.
We're all pissed.
I got Peacock already, but it is stupid. It is stupid.
There's a show my wife and I started watching that we like a lot. It's called, like, Poker Face.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about
that. Like an episode in, yeah. Okay, Adrian Brody's in it.
I like Adrian Brody. He's good, man.
The redheaded chick from American Pie.
Yes.
And Orange is the New Black.
The sensible girl from American Pie.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I forget her name. But
what time are you on stage Saturday night?
Yes.
Or standing by a pool table, I should say. What? What?
Yes.
To be determined.
What time's the kickoff of that the Chief playoff game?
7:30?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions.
All right. Okay, well, that Push looked that up there.
30 million subscribers to Peacock. I don't know how that compares to.
I think the others. Like Amazon Prime with Thursday Night Football, I think they're like 225, 250 million.
And Amazon comes with the, if you have the Amazon, so that's one of the reasons it's
200 bigger, right? million to Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oakland is 9 p.m.
The game is 7 o'clock Central.
You'll be watching the game, then go on stage, and you'll be on stage
about
while they're
third
losing.
Quarter.
I've done that before. It was a couple years ago. There was the Chiefs were playing on like a Thursday night, and they were down, and they were playing the Chargers, and I was singing like Broken Wings as I was like willing them. I could see the
in a playoff game
on
not
the
a
TV. It wasn't the playoffs, but I could see the game on like in the distance, and I was just like singing to them like.
And so your heart really wasn't into Broken Wings
at
that time. Oh, it was.
I think it was probably a more inspired version than normal. Because I was like trying to will them across the goal line.
I'd get a gig. If you get a gig, get a gig, man. I get that. You should do the gig over the game for sure. But Les Mis we'd have been merciless with that for sure.
Yeah,
so
I was,
and I wouldn't have had to go.
I spent the entire evening yesterday going, please let them put that on Sunday night.
Your wife could have went with somebody, Nick, if that was going to happen. But
yeah, a straight guy.
No.
Your dad was in town. Easy ticket to give away. Easy ticket to give away. So Todd made a great line because he's right about this. I even think the Chiefs aren't going to make the Super Bowl, but definitely my team ain't making the Super Bowl, and definitely the Packers aren't making the Super Bowl. I mean, you're in the playoffs. That's all that matters, but you get your ass kicked. I was just glad that the Bills won last night because I don't have to deal with Chief fan giving me crap once the Chiefs beat the Steelers. So go for the Bills, and I don't know any Bills fans who I don't care, you know. I don't care.
No, the Vikings are
a lot of Cowboy fans out there, puss, though, for the Packers.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. You're no, I was already talking crap to a few of them that I know last night.
They're playing the Cowboys?
Yeah, yeah. Cowboys.
They could, the Cowboys could just
But it's
crap
in Dallas.
Themselves.
They've been
it's
really good Dallas. At home.
Yeah,
really they haven't home. Lost yet at home this year. So.
Yeah, and I think they'll probably lose when there's more on the line than the first round of the playoffs.
You hope.
No, I don't. In this instance, no, I don't.
Oh, I'm a big Cowboy fan.
In this instance, go Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, John, yes. So yeah. you should make the run down to Kansas City for the game, because Saturday night into Sunday, 5 below in Kansas City. That's going to be a cold ass game.
Yeah, I'm sure that Miami Dolphins will love that.
Yeah,
that's going to be a cold ass game.
I forgot about the Dolphins. Well, some of those players are born up north, but still, think about that.
And Tyreek Hill could start a fire to keep everybody warm.
Well, his kid could.
Yeah. Was that his kid?
Yeah, that was a kid playing with a lighter that lit the house on fire.
Imagine dad's at work and you're just...
Yeah.
Oops.
If your kid's just waking up, it's the Browns-Texans early on Saturday. It's 4 o'clock, 3:30, I should say, Central. Dolphins-Chiefs, 8 o'clock Eastern that night. Sunday is, I'm glad about
Steelers,
this.
Steelers, Bills.
Right away, man. Get out of the way there. I'm not worried
then
about
Packers, Steelers. Cowboys, then Rams, Lions.
And then Monday night, which is unnecessary. It's a stupid game.
Eagles and Buccaneers.
I mean, that should be 3-3, like they did a couple years ago.
That was the best.
The Monday night playoff game makes no sense when it comes to competitiveness. Yeah, I realize the next week they're going to play. Whoever wins that probably plays on a Sunday
night.
But still, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, and whoever loses that doesn't have to play. So
yeah,
that probably factors in.
Saturday should be noon and 3:30.
Oh yeah, it should be noon 3:30 prime time both days.
Cleveland and Houston is a very weird playoff game.
Yeah, it is a weird game. That is a weird game. That's one I probably don't care about the most. I mean, I'll probably root for Houston in that, but I don't care.
Go Browns.
I did, since I didn't have to care about the game last night, because I want to thank the Tennessee Titans, if you're listening. Appreciate you guys. That was pretty cool. Yeah, they're all listening right now. So I watched the beginning of about an hour or so of the Golden Globes, and Joe Coy was the host, and you're going to see a lot of stuff where he bombed, but he was up and down the first on his monologue, and I watched the whole monologue.
I thought so.
Yeah. I watched the monologue too, because I saw people online saying he bombed. He didn't bomb.
No, he didn't.
No,
the crowd's a tough room for anybody. I've seen more famous people than Joe Coy up there bombing. I should say bombing. But there's a couple things I thought were wrong here. Although it does mention here, I'm looking at CNN. Now, this is New York Post. De Niro loved the joke about how'd you get a girl pregnant.
Yeah, he was laughing.
Yeah.
He's laughing. He was laughing.
He's laughing. And at one point, Joe goes, is he laughing? He didn't look over at him, but the camera was right on him, and he's laughing the whole time. I still think, now, we're going to have to find out if Taylor Swift was humorless or was she playing along. Everywhere I'm reading, they think she was totally serious. And I must have misread it. Because when he says to her, the joke was, the big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL is that the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. And she was taking a drink and talking to a friend, and she made a serious face and looked at him. Now, it says here she was serious, but I think she was trying to play along, just didn't do it that well, but I could be wrong. But my favorite part about this is, I realize there are Swifties out there, but you can't kill this dude's career. She just ended this guy's career with one glare, another fan posted on Twitter. The Taylor Swift death glare was the nail in his coffin. Give me a break, people.
But that he plays arenas. What are like, if people don't enjoy his Golden Globe set, really going to be
Swifties
like,
Swifties aren't everybody. Swifties aren't everybody. There's millions and millions of young women who love Swifties. That's it, okay?
And she's not a sacred cow.
No.
I mean,
and by the way, I don't know if you guys saw it. If you look at it real time, I thought she was trying to play along like a lot of people do when they make fun of them. They look at the crowd and they make a funny face to the guy. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, somebody has to ask her, was she offended or did she care at all? Because it's no big deal. The joke is actually, I think the joke was correct.
Reading, she's washed up anyway.
She's done.
That's from the MAGA crowd.
She's way past her prime. Mm-hmm. In a rigged
That's from the MAGA douchebags, right? Exactly. Yeah. So then he came out, and Joe, he had to come out once in a while. Most time the host doesn't do much after that. He come out once in a while and say a few things and introduce the next guy. But he did have a point, though. He had 8 days. And a lot of these guys have 6 months, you know?
Yeah, they were writing. I mean, I read something yesterday. They said he was still writing jokes yesterday afternoon.
Right, exactly.
Like 12:30, 1 o'clock yesterday, they were still revising the monologue.
That is a tough, tough gig.
It is. It
and
is.
To take that gig
totally
on that shorter notice.
Right.
It's thankless. And it
totally is. You're going to get nothing but scrutinized doing that gig.
You're never going to kill in that room.
Especially if you're not part of that gang.
No one's going to let you kill in that room.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say. I've seen people do pretty well on that. I mean,
you're never going to get the whole room on your side.
No, you're trying
to roast all the cool kids.
Right. Right.
Even though some of them are like De Niro's age. It's like the popular group at school.
Yeah, you're right. And you're not going to get picked on for being. I mean, first of all, Gaffigan was pretty funny. Yeah. He mentioned that finally you invite the people that are really talented here. He said about the stand-up comedians. I don't think all those specials were the best ones out there. Do you?
No.
I don't
Ricky watch Ricky Gervais won.
Yeah. Well, Gervais is hilarious.
I love Ricky Gervais, but I didn't see the special. I thought Bert should have been nominated.
Yeah, but I don't think – they were really safe with it. Gervais, obviously, although Gervais is pretty hardcore.
Chris Rock and
Amy Schumer.
I did see a great clip of it was Jennifer Lawrence was nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy for that No Hard Feelings.
Okay.
And, you know, they're showing you the nominees.
Right, right.
And they announce her, and they cut to a shot of her, and she looks right into the camera and mouths the words, "If I don't win, I'm leaving."
Is that what she said?
She didn't win, and then she left.
Nice. Good for her.
Yeah, I didn't stay up much after that. And then I woke up this morning and saw the Bills won, which is actually good. I'll have to deal with you douchebag Chief fans, Nick. Not you, just the rest of the Chief fans, yeah. Which is all of them, except for you. All of them.
The entire population.
I'm serious, man. I don't want to, because the Chiefs would beat the Steelers, especially in Kansas City, or anywhere for that matter, this year. I mean, Steelers just squeaked in, so I'm not, you know.
I saw a guy walking into a gas station in a Chiefs hoodie yesterday, and it's just, you know, instantly judging someone. I'm like, we wouldn't hang out.
But he had a Chief hoodie, right?
Yeah,
on, right?
It's like we'd have something to talk about, but it just based off, you know, surface and just being petty, like we wouldn't be friends.
John Cryer, speaking of funny people, is going to be on the show later this morning. He's going to push his new comedy.
Extended Family. It's on NBC.
And Mr. Skin. Todd was looking for the link for Mr. Skin last night, man. Must have had a big night.
Home Alone?
I thought we were going to. Yeah, have a chance to study up a little bit.
Well, no, and you know what? And Mr. Skin is actually not calling until next week. So
I got it.
I thought he was back from vacation this week. I had to check in, and he was not.
Well, Todd's got a whole week to just go down through that list.
Yeah. Well, he was asking for that link. Like, I'm like, dude, the Vikings are still on TV right now. Are you? Have you already given up?
Well, the Vikings were not.
Yes. You remember the time that you saw the little ripple in Kirk Cousins, the back of his ankle?
Yeah, I do.
That's about the time I gave up on the Vikings.
Yeah, you should have. That's
probably
fair. Yeah, they're in the playoffs if he doesn't get hurt, for sure.
God, I got to believe that.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was playing so well.
Yes, he was.
When he got hurt, and that's been really the glaring weakness of the Vikings the rest of the season. If they would have had some quarterback play, they might be there.
Of course they would have been. Right.
And you could have been going down to Dallas to get your ass kicked.
The Packers got in. Come on, you know. All right. John Cryer later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.